This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. There were times in the life of Christ when he was disturbed about the behavior and tragic situation of the multitudes. He knew how desperately the people needed committed leaders. On one occasion, Jesus looked on the moral and spiritual condition of the multitudes and was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Matthew 9:36. On that same occasion, Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few." Matthew 9:37. It ought to be obvious from this reading that Jesus saw problems and heartaches as opportunities. He did not become discouraged, throw up his hands, and quit. Instead, he urged his disciples, "Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Matthew 9:38. Jesus constantly emphasized the absolute need to know God and to obey his will. The book of John makes that truth so plain no one should miss it. Jesus said to Thomas, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." John 14:6. Jesus also said, "I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me you could do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned." John 15:5-6. Jesus was telling his disciples, and he is telling us, if you do not believe in me and obey the gospel, you cannot be saved. Our world is filled with billions of people who do not know God and have not obeyed the gospel. Many modernistic theologians argue that all men and women will be saved, regardless of their relationship to Christ. But nobody can believe the New Testament and reach that conclusion. If men can be saved without Christ, was it not cruel for God to send Jesus into the world to die for our sins? Peter called Christ the stone which was set at naught by the builders of the nation of Israel. Then he said, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Acts 4:11-12. Jesus affirmed that the harvest was plenteous or plentiful in his day. It is even more plentiful in our day. If men and women can be saved without knowing and obeying the gospel, what would it matter if the laborers were few? Laborers were not essential if all human beings are going to be saved. But neither Jesus nor his disciples ever left the impression that all people would be saved. In fact, they taught the very opposite. Jesus said to some Jews, "I said therefore unto you, that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins." John 8:24. But Jesus did not and does not want men to die in their sins. "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." 1 Timothy 2:3-4. This was one of the reasons that our Lord said to his disciples, "The laborers are few. Beseech the Lord of the harvest that he send forth laborers into his harvest." This passage makes it mandatory that we search for more laborers to increase the harvest. That does not necessarily mean more preachers, although there is a great need for more faithful and committed preachers. You can be a laborer in the Lord's vineyard and not be a preacher or an elder or a deacon. The men who occupy these positions are vital to the Lord's work, but there must be faithful and committed followers as well as good leaders. The opportunities for reaching people for the lost are almost limitless. Will you use your time and effort to help save the lost? Thank you, and may God bless you.